Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. We are on the letter A. Matthew, how are you today?
Well, thanks.
Good.
Thanks for having me again.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining me on my podcast. Where you, the term that we're looking at today is acetyl-CoA. Have you heard of this term before?
Once.
When was that?
Last podcast.
Right. We did talk about it a lot, didn't we? So acetyl-CoA, probably every biology student will have heard of it, will have probably needed to memorize it and understand.
What, just the name or the actual molecular structure of it?
The molecular structure and its importance in metabolism and biochemistry. And it gets confusing for people. I know it confused me in my undergraduate. So hopefully in the next few minutes, we can clear it all up. What is acetyl-CoA? So basically, acetyl-CoA is a chemical structure. It's a molecule that participates in biochemical reactions associated with protein, carbohydrate, and lipid or fat metabolism. So that's the nexus of the way we get energy, right? Is metabolizing proteins, fats, and carbs. And acetyl-CoA sits right at the core of this. And the whole purpose of acetyl-CoA is it allows for us to, or it allows for certain enzymes in the body and cofactors to be able to steal electrons from it. Now, when you take electrons from something, it's called oxidation. The way I remember that is LEO, L-E-O, loss of electrons is oxidation. So if a molecule loses electrons, it's called oxidation.
Okay.
And the whole purpose of stealing electrons from acetyl-CoA or acetyl-CoA's and acetyl-CoA's derivatives is to take those electrons to the inner membrane of the mitochondria, give it to the electron transport chain to produce a butt ton of ATP.
So where is the acetyl-CoA in respect to the mitochondria?
So the acetyl-CoA is going to be in the mitochondria, but you can have extra mitochondrial and intra mitochondrial acetyl-CoA.
Okay.
And so,
and is this molecule only functional in metabolism?
Well, acetyl is all throughout the body and utilized in a multitude of different ways. In actual fact, you can take acetyl and add it to things, and that's called acetylation.
Right.
So, for example, you know that your DNA is, you know, you've got 2 meters of DNA in every cell. That's a lot to try and fit in. So we sort of pack it in by wrapping it up and clipping it together with proteins called histones.
Right.
But when you've got this DNA wrapped up and clipped together with histones, it can't be read to turn into proteins.
Right.
So you need to unravel it.
Yep.
And the way we do that is taking acetyl and binding it to histones. That's called acetylation of histones. And it unravels the DNA to be read for transcription.
Right. So that just unravels the compaction of the DNA but doesn't split it apart.
Correct. Just unravels it so that transcription can begin or occur. And so that you know, that's one example of why we need the acetyl group at least of acetyl-CoA. So what that then tells us is that Acetyl-CoA is made up of acetyl and CoA. So the question is, what is CoA?
That was going to be my question, actually.
Yeah. So it's called coenzyme A. The whole purpose of coenzyme A being attached to acetyl is it stabilizes it.
Is that like a beta vitamin?
So acetyl-CoA, so CoA is a derivative of B5, which is pantothenic acid.
Okay.
And that's important because one of the reasons why we need our B vitamins is to make these protein, fat, carb derivatives.
Yeah.
So that we can, again, steal the electrons and make ATP. So the CoA needs to be snapped to the acetyl. Like I said, in a way it stabilizes it, but also helps transport it to where it needs to go and for its next step. So for example, acetyl-CoA is an intrinsic part of, like I said before, the biochemistry of protein, fat and carb metabolism. Acetyl-CoA needs to be turned into a whole range of different like metabolites in a way, but what would the term be? It's just flown out of my head, where you go from one to another to another.
So like from substrate to product.
Substrate. Mm. I apologize. So from one substrate to another. And again, the whole purpose is we change these substrates ever so slightly to steal the electrons to make ATP. At the end of the day, the acetyl is made up of two things. It's made up of a carbonyl and a methyl. So a carbonyl is a carbon double bonded to an oxygen, and the methyl is a carbon bound to three hydrogens. And it's all about the arrangement of these being snapped together. If you can steal electrons from them easily, perfect. And so taking acetyl-CoA and rearranging it into all its, you know, where it might be citrate or succinate or whatever it may be, rearranges it to a configuration that allows for us to best steal electrons from it to then hand off to the electron transport chain. And so we can make acetyl-CoA directly from carbohydrates and fats, or we can make it indirectly from amino acids. Leucine, valine, for example, they can jump into the Krebs cycle, which is where acetyl-CoA ultimately enters, and they can turn into things like succinyl-CoA or fumarate or whatever it may be, but ultimately creating derivatives of acetyl-CoA. So the whole purpose of acetyl-CoA is what, Matt?
To drive or to be part of or energy metabolism, but it's probably essentially the Krebs cycle, right?
Yep. Two. What's the purpose of that?
Well, as electron and hydrogen. Or is it just electron?
Well, the hydrogen is one way of stealing the electrons.
Okay.
So by pulling the hydrogen off, we get to steal the electrons at the same time. So you can say by stealing electrons and hydrogen.
So just basically to be there to allow electrons to be stolen to be taken to the electron transport chain.
Exactly. So that is acetyl.
And what about the clinical relevance? Got anything there?
Well, obviously.
If you don't have it.
Well, that's exactly my point. So acetyl-CoA is obviously extremely important for metabolism and to create energy. And so if you don't have acetyl-CoA, the body tries to make acetyl-CoA. And this is one of the things that happens when it comes to people who have fasted, don't have enough glucose in the body, or have intentionally boosted up the amount of fats they're ingesting. All roads lead to Rome, meaning all roads lead to acetyl-CoA, and you can produce a huge amount of acetyl-CoA and it can't undergo the Krebs cycle, and they snap together to form keto acids.
Right.
Also known as ketones.
Oh, so that if they build up, that's what you're saying. If acetyl-CoA builds up, then this is what you're talking about.
That's right. You produce keto acids. And so, for example, you can do this through diet and produce these keto acids, which can then travel to the brain and you can undergo Krebs cycle in the brain to produce ATP by taking those keto acids. But if you've got something like type 1 diabetes and you are forced to make huge quantities of these keto acids, well...
Because you've got no insulin.
You've got no insulin. So if you think about this, glucose needs to go into glycolysis to produce pyruvate. Pyruvate turns into acetyl-CoA and then that undergoes the Krebs cycle so we can ultimately make all this ATP. If you don't have any insulin, you can't take that glucose into the cells to undergo that process of glycolysis. So, but what we end up doing is taking the fats, like I said earlier, turning it directly into acetyl-CoA. Mm. But they accumulate because
the liver can't keep up with the demand.
Exactly. And so producing all these keto acids produces all this acid. and the blood becomes too acidic and you can get ketoacidosis. And right. this can very quickly lead to a whole bunch of damage.
Right. So DKA.
Yep. Diabetic ketoacidosis.
Has a strong link to today's topic.
With acetyl-CoA.
There we go.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.